Wow, it is true what they say. Pregnant bellies look like a drum.
Uh-huh. No, it's just, I'm so pregnant that my guitar doesn't fit anymore. So I thought, till I'm not, I'm just going to play all my songs on this drum. It sounds really cool. Listen. Okay. Smelly cat, smelly cat.
Oh, Phoebe, that sounds great.
I know, and I've only been playing for like an hour.
Phoebe, hi.
Hey.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
Actually, I came down to ask you a big favor.
Oh, well, don't tell me you want to keep more of your stuff in my uterus.
No.
Oh.
Okay, now, see, I want to name the girl baby Leslie, and Frank wants to name one of the boy babies Frank Jr. Jr.
Wouldn't that be Frank the Third?
Don't get me started. Anyway, since there are three babies and we both got to put our names in, we would be truly honored if you would name the other boy baby.
Oh, wow. That's so nice.
Oh, Cougar. You think about it.
Left the bra drying on the shower rod. You don't think your son will think it's yours and be horribly traumatized?
Hey, mommy can have a wife, daddy can have a bra.
Oh, it's time to go.
Oh, no. See, that clock's a little fast. We still have 17 minutes. Huh, what can we do in 17 minutes? Twice.
Oh, that's ambitious.
Okay, you can ignore that.
That's Carol with your son.
Believe me, when he's older, he'll understand.
Boss!
I'll be right there. Hello. Hey.
Hi.
Emily, this is Carol and Susan.
Hey, it's so nice to finally meet you.
You know, Susan's going to be shooting a commercial in London next week.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited. I've never been there.
Oh, well, I'll show you around.
Oh, that'd be great. Also, I was hoping to catch a show, so if you can make any suggestions.
Oh, there's tons of terrific stuff. I'll go with you.
Ah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, look at you two bonding, making us late for the airport, so...
Are you all right?
Oh, it's fine. It's just us getting along is difficult for him because he doesn't like me.
Well, oh, come on, it's true.
How did we lose?
Hey,
do we have a baby name yet?
Ugh, no, it's so hard. I went through this whole book and found nothing. I want a name that's really, like, you know, strong and confident, you know, like Exxon.
Well, it certainly worked for that Valdez kid.
Oh, Figs, you want a strong name? How about the Hulk?
No, I'm not sure about Hulk, but I like the idea of a name starting with the.
Oh, you want a good name? Go with Joey. Joey's your pal. Joey's your buddy. Where is everybody? Well, they're hanging out with Joey.
And you know what? If you're going to do that, if you're going to name him Joey, you should name him Chandler. Oh, come on. Chandler's funny, he's sophisticated, and he's very lovable once you get to know him.
Hey, Joey's lovable too, but the thing about Joey is, if you need him, he'll be there.
Well, Chandler will be there for you too. I mean, he might be a little late, but he'll be there, and he'll bring you some cold soda if what you need him for is that you're really hot.
What do you say?
Well, I like the idea of naming him after someone I love. And Joey and Chandler are both great names. But, all right, I don't... Maybe I will just name him the Hulk.
Oh, I shouldn't have mentioned it. That's what I wanted to name my kid.
Hey, Mon. If you were hoping to sleep with Joshua for the first time tonight, which one of these would you want to be wearing?
You know what? It really creeps me out choosing other people's sex clothes. Sorry.
I'm just so excited.
been waiting for this for months. Got my hair colored. Got new sheets. Making him a very fancy meal.
Mm-hmm.
What am I making him, by the way?
Well, you're making him a frisée salad with goat cheese and pine nuts, wild rice, roasted asparagus, and salmon en croûte.
Well, I thought I was making him filet mignon.
Yeah, you were, but then you decided to make salmon because you had some leftover at the restaurant. And then you realized if you bitched about it, then you would stop cooking and you would have to make your famous baked potato and Diet Coke.
Wow, I really get crabby when I cook.
I don't even know why you're going through all this trouble anyway. He's a guy. You could actually serve the potato and he'd still want to have sex with you.
Yeah, well, that is not how I operate.
Gotta get a new game.
Hey.
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 So, Emily called last night.
And now you're giving me the message?
Turns out that Emily is just crazy about Susan. Yeah. They're going to the theater together. They're going to dinner. They're going horseback riding.
God, Susan is so fun.
Look, this is just a little too familiar. Okay, for like 6 months before Carol and I split up, all I heard was, my friend Susan is so smart. My friend Susan is so funny. My friend Susan is so great.
You actually think that something could happen between Emily and Susan?
Hey, they're going to the gym together. Two women stretching. You know, they take a steam together, things get a little playful. Didn't you see Personal Best?
No, but I'm gonna.
Hi, hi, you're crazy. Okay, this is Emily. Emily is straight.
How do you know? I mean, we thought Carol was straight before I married her.
Yeah, I'm definitely, I don't like the name Ross.
What a weird way to kick me when I'm down.
Baby.
Oh. What's wrong with Ross?
Well, it's just, you know, something like this would never happen to, like, the Hulk, you know.
Actually, that's not true. In The Incredible Hulk, number 72, Dr. Bruce Banner found... You know, never mind, my girlfriend's a lesbian.
So I decided I'm definitely going to go with either Joey or Chandler.
Oh, what? You gotta pick Joey. I mean, name one famous person named Chandler.
Raymond Chandler.
Someone you didn't make up.
There are no famous Joeys, except for Joey Buttafuoco.
Yeah, that guy really hurt us. Yeah.
Well, how about a compromise then, okay? What if it's, you know, Chanoey?
Hey, look, Joey, come on, think about it. First of all, he'll never be president. I mean, there's never going to be a President Joey.
All right, look, man. I don't want to bring this up. But Chandler is the stupidest name I've ever heard in my life. It's not even a name. It's barely even a word, okay? It's kind of like chandelier, but it's not. And then you put it together with Bing and forget about it. It's a stupid, stupid non-name.
Wow, You're right. I have a horrible, horrible name.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't... I'm sorry. I'm okay. Sorry. So I guess it's Joey then. I mean...
This is so nice. Thank you for doing this.
Oh, please. Cooking soothes me. So dig in.
Right. Oh, it all looks so good.
Mmm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know. My God, this rice is so... I am so good.
Behind you?
Oh, yeah, sorry. They used to live here, and sometimes they migrate back over.
Is there some way that they could not be here? It's just that farm birds really kind of freak me out.
okay.
Here we go. Here we go.
There you go.